This is Israel 18 News with your hourly update for Thursday, 13th of Aug, 2026. Let's get to the top stories. It's a warm night across Israel with clear skies in Tel Aviv and Jerusalem. A gentle breeze in Haifa provides some relief, making it a pleasant evening to be outside. Here are today's headlines. First, Israel not doing enough to quell settler violence, senior White House official says, according to the Jerusalem Post in reporting just 13 minutes ago. Also, the IDF says it killed a Hamas operative in the first Gaza airstrike in over a week, reported by Times of Israel earlier today. Also this hour, new Gaza restrictions receive IDF chief's approval with strikes targeting Hamas commanders, Ynet reported this morning. Separately, Israel's enemies say it is anti-Christian, with Jewish extremists helping make the case. Forward reported a short time ago. And finally, Israeli DM Katz instructs the IDF to prepare for a long-term stay in Lebanon, Syria, and Gaza security zones, as I-24 News reported earlier today. Here's what people are saying online. The Times of Israel posted recently about settler extremists in the West Bank increasing their campaigns of harassment against Palestinians. Ziad Asali, a medical doctor, shared an hour ago that Israeli militants besieged two Palestinian families in their West Bank homes. Gabadraz, an online commentator, pointed out a distinction between anti-Zionism and anti-Semitism, suggesting it might be a common autocorrect error. Now for more on those stories. Starting with the Jerusalem Post's recent report, a senior White House official has expressed concern that Israel is not doing enough to control settler violence. This comes as the IDF began lifting a siege imposed by settlers on homes in the Palestinian village of Kusra earlier today. The situation has drawn international attention and could impact U.S.-Israel relations. Turning to the latest from the Times of Israel, the IDF has confirmed that a Hamas operative was killed during a recent airstrike in Gaza. This marks the first airstrike in the area in over a week. The military stated that the commander was planning attacks on Israeli troops. The strike underscores ongoing tensions and the fragile ceasefire in the region. Meanwhile, Ynet reported on new Gaza restrictions. The IDF chief approved recent strikes targeting Hamas commanders, a practice that used to be routine. The Beit Lahia strike targeted a terrorist planning attacks on Israeli forces. Such measures may heighten tensions but are deemed necessary by Israeli military sources. Turning to the report from Forward, the narrative that Israel is increasingly hostile to Christianity is gaining traction in the United States. Jewish extremists are reportedly contributing to this perception. This issue could influence Israel's image abroad and affect diplomatic relations. And finally, looking at the report from I-24 News, Defense Minister Katz has ordered the IDF to prepare for a prolonged presence in security zones across Lebanon, Syria, and Gaza. This strategic move aims to bolster security but could lead to extended military commitments and regional complications. On the economic front. First, Ynet Business reports that Apple has settled an anti-Semitism case related to a Jewish employee's firing, agreeing to pay $150,000 to resolve the issue. Separately, Tech noted that Apple settled a lawsuit over alleged discrimination against a Jewish employee in Virginia. The settlement highlights ongoing concerns about workplace discrimination. And finally, Israel Hayom Business reports that Cellcom broke an 11-year record, posting strong results in the second quarter of 2026. The telecom company also achieved a 7-year high in equipment sales, reflecting its solid market performance. You've been listening to Israel 18 News on Thursday. Our next update is at 6 a.m. Stay safe. This bulletin was generated using AI based on publicly available information. Please verify key details independently.